Dollars and Cents is on 96.9 Boston Talks.
And we're back. It is Sunday at about 4:32 here in Boston. The Red Sox are up 7-4, I understand, against the Kansas City Royals. The Red Sox got to attempt a giant do-over over the weekend. They moved out $270 million in payroll right off the books, sent it all to Los Angeles yesterday to pick up a bunch of minor league players so they can basically have a giant do-over over the winter. And I assure you, next spring training, we are going to have a brand new, totally revamped, absolutely different Red Sox ball team come April.
Is that good or bad?
Well, we'll see. Anything is better than what we've experienced this year, that's for sure. So we are going to go with our trivia question. I do actually see we have people holding on the line that want to ask questions, but I can't but help not ask our weekly trivia question. This trivia question is, we provide the answer to it in our planning pointers every Friday. So if you don't get planning pointers, go to our website, FriedmanFinancial.com.
That's Friedman, two E's and a D, Financial.com.
And it comes out every Friday at 10:30. You can go there and get the answer to the question. So here is our question. Oh, by the way, what are you going to win? You're going to win two tickets to the upcoming performance at the North Shore Music Theater. All Shook Up just finished today. I saw the show last night. The next show that's coming, 9 to 5, featuring Lucy Arnaz.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, that's a blast from the past.
Now, I figured if I told that to my kids, Lucy Arnaz, my kids would go, huh? So you actually lit up over that. You actually know who that is. But yes, Lucy Arnaz, is she
I'm a little older than your kids.
I know. So, all right, here's the question. Over the past few weeks, there has been this great app that I've been recommending to a lot of people to try out. If you have a child or if you drive a car, so I guess that means everybody, you got to download this particular app. What it does, it's provided by the National Association of Insurance Commissioners. What I'm looking for is the name of the app. You get to download it. It provides you, walks you through exactly what you need to do if you get into an accident. It is the coolest program, because like when I asked my daughter, she's about to get her license in a couple weeks. When I said to my daughter, Mindy, I said, what are you going to do if you get into an accident? And she says,
call you.
Call me. That's what she's going to do. So there's an app. Every kid has a phone. This app works. There's a special button on it to call 911. What is the name of the app? While you're calling in, our phone number is 617-822-1969. That's 617-822-1969. What is the name of the app issued by the National Association of Insurance Commissioners that provides you step-by-step guidance on what to do if you get into an accident? While we're waiting for those people to call in, we are going to go to the phones and talk to Linda in Middleton. Linda, how are you today?
Good. How are you?
Good, thanks. Can you hear us okay?
I can. Thanks for taking my call. I had a question. I work with a financial planner now, and I do the fee only. I really like that I don't have to worry about transaction fees and things like that. I pay 1%. I was wondering if there's anything I should be getting for that 1% besides investment advice.
Oh, someone set you up for that question. That's like the softball question to us. So, oh my God, I love that question. Marin, you want to take that?
Mark, I'll let you.
Oh, I know. My God.
You're just dying.
I'm salivating over that question. First of all, I tell anybody, if you work with a financial advisor and you're paying them an investment management fee, if they're saying, well, we're going to charge you 1%, we're going to charge 2%, whatever it is, if all they're providing you is investment advice, you're getting ripped off. Because as far as I'm concerned, investment advice should cover about 30% of the fee that you pay. You need to be provided much more than that. I want to be sure that your financial advisor understands where everything is and what it's all about. They understand the big picture of your entire financial life. You want to also be sure that they're providing you other ancillary services. Like today, we're talking about the life portfolio. And the life portfolio involves talking about things with regards to your house, with regards to your cash flow and your income, with regards to business interests you might have. It might be insurance. You want to be sure that that advisor is covering anything and everything as it relates to your overall financial life, not just your investment account.
Most people are saving money or investing money towards some type of goal. And the idea is that you're going to reach that goal at some point in time. So you want to be sure that that person is helping you reach the goal, and that goal is always in sight.
That's right. Well, Linda, thank you so much for the call. Really appreciate it. Thanks for calling in.
Have a great afternoon.
All right, so we're going to go back to asking our question. I think we might have stumped the audience today.
Isn't that amazing?
This is interesting. Usually the phone lines light up like a Christmas tree here, but I think we might have stumped the group. So here's your chance to win two tickets to the North Shore Music Theater. The question is, what is the app? You know what? The app, like for an iPhone, an iPad, a Droid, that's issued by the National Association of Insurance Commissioners that is the greatest app in the world for being there when it's time when you get into a car accident. What is it? Phone number here, 617-822-1969. You can find it. You can Google it. You can do anything you want. We have one person. Do we have one person on the phone there, Mike? We have one person here on the phone, and his name is Jeff. Jeff, how you doing, bud?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Excellent. Jeff, what's up?
Well, I was hoping to answer your question.
All right. What's the answer to the question, Jeff?
I think it's an app called RecCheck.
Jeff, you know it. Man, yeah, that is awesome, Jeff. You are the big winner. Ding, 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 ding. You win the prize today, Jeff.
Wow, thank you.
So you hang on there. Our producer, Mike, is going to get to you, and he is going to provide you with the two tickets to the North Shore Music Theater. Thank you for calling in, Jeff. We really, really appreciate it. And those of you that just also started adding in, if you'd like to ask a question, hang on the line. And if you ask a question today, I'm sending everybody a free T-shirt today. I'm sending everybody a free T-shirt that calls in with a question. How's that? Because we like that, right? We got lots of free T-shirts sitting around the office.
We certainly do.
So we'll send you a free T-shirt, too. Yeah. And, I'll send you a free pen.
I just found out we have brand new pens.
Really cool ones, too. I'll send you one of those. Yeah. All right. We're going to continue. I guess we'll just continue talking to folks that are on the line. John in the car. John, how are you today?
Hey, I'm fine. How are you?
Good, thanks. What's up?
Well, the question I have is, I got a pretty diverse portfolio, but there's no real investment, real estate investment in it, and I was thinking about paying cash for a condominium and then taking the positive cash flow that it creates every month as monthly income. Do you see any pros and cons associated with that?
No, you're going to pay cash for a condo, and you're going to, are you sure you're going to get a positive cash flow on that?
Yeah, I'm going to pay cash for a condo, and then the only expenses I'm going to have is the condo fee and the taxes.
Okay.
And the difference of the $1,400 I can get from the rent of the two-bedroom condo in my area, I'll probably be netting around $900 positive every month. I just don't know the downside of that.
Well, there are several issues to consider. First of all, what's your rate of return? Given whatever the positive cash flow is, you want to look at what's that rate of return on the actual cash that you're investing in this condo. Because clearly, that's a compelling number. You want to be sure that that rate of return is equivalent to what you could get elsewhere. Second of all, it depends on, what your financial goals are in terms of if you're taking all this cash and putting it in a condo. Condos are not as liquid. If this is money that you might need the lump sum at some point down the road, you want to be certain that it's something that you could, in fact, be able to liquidate easily. You also want to be aware that you need an emergency fund if the tenant leaves. So there are going to be times when you don't have a tenant in there. Any types of repairs or anything like that, you need monies for that. So it's not quite just, it's not just the condo fee and taxes and insurance. You might need other items as well.
I'll tell you one other thing that I think about, John, is I'm not so sure I'd want to pay cash for a condo. With interest rates being as low as they are today, why not leverage it? Have you given any thought to that?
I really haven't because I just thought that, paying cash for it and it would take care of any mortgage situation and that would go, towards my positive. But that makes sense now if you can get 3.25% for your money.
I think you can even less than that sometimes. And remember,
on an investment property, it's a little bit different, though, so you want to be careful about that as well.
Right.
But one thing to think about, and I always tell this to people, it's nice to be cash rich rather than house rich, because if you own a condo and you've paid cash for it and you need cash, you simply can't rip a window out of the condo, bring it down to the bank and say, hey, I'd like a couple $100 for this. It is an all or none deal. And with interest rates being as low as they are today, I would absolutely look at leveraging this, borrow some money, take advantage of it, get better cash flow from your condo. And thank you for calling Jeff in the car. We really appreciate it. Donna, we see you holding, but we are going to get right to you as soon as we get back from our break. This is Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on 96.9 Boston Talks.